Slipknot's Joey Jordison, who famously donned the satanic version of the Crown of Thorns of Jesus, dies at the age of 46. And Converse has teamed up with Satan worshipers and are now using the pentagram to sell sneakers. Stay with us as we look at these and other stories on the 5:11 News.
Now, there are two kinds of people in the world, only two kinds, not black and white, not rich and poor. There are those who are dead in sin, and there are those who are dead to sin.
After three nights of unbridled lawlessness across London, the contagion is spreading.
The problem is that God has already judged this. He has judged murder already. I don't need to question it. I don't need to ask and wonder what his plan is.
We're commanded as Christians not to participate in the works of darkness, but expose them.
Welcome back to the 5:11 News. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And on today's episode, we are going to be talking about death, sadly enough, as well as sneakers, which we don't always like to talk about sneakers. I'm not much of a sneakerhead myself. But nonetheless, Converse's latest shoe campaign is being very dark. And you guys will get to see that a little bit later. But the first thing I wanted to talk about specifically has to do with Slipknot's, or formerly of Slipknot, Joey Jordison, who was a founding member of Slipknot and was one of the better known drummers in a lot of the metal genre. And I want to tell you this from the outset. For those who have heard us talk about Slipknot in a previous episode, you might have heard that myself, I used to be pre-conversion a Slipknot fanatic, as they would call their fans a maggot. In fact, they had a song called The Pulse of the Maggots that specifically talked about their fans. And they really were, for me, one of my biggest idols that I had. I saw them live in concert. I went to Ozfest when it was at the Glen Helen Pavilion down in San Bernardino and was able to work my way up to the front during bands like Devil Driver and Throwdown and Hatebreed during those mosh pits, but finally made my way up at the front so that when Slipknot played on the second stage, because the other stage would have Ozzy Osbourne with Black Sabbath, I think for one of the first time they were coming back together at that tour back in either in 2002 or 2003 era, it was something that at the time, being such a metalhead, I was beyond excited to be able to be there for that concert. And sadly enough, as I said, they were my idols. I remember distinctly sitting, not only if you looked at my folders in high school, they would have pictures from that concert and different inserts from the CDs that I liked from them. And if you were at that concert, you would see, or if you saw my folder, nonetheless, you would see pictures from that concert. But one of the things that I would do was print out at that time. I would look up all their lyrics and print them out, and I would try to memorize their lyrics. And sadly enough, I memorized their lyrics kind of like they were my own scripture. And that was the case of it for me. And I know it kind of probably looked like some cognitive dissonance as I was somewhat preppy in my high school days wearing things like Abercrombie, but also on the wrestling team and so forth. But Slipknot was typically a band that went, I would say, were counterculture in the sense that I knew, you know, girls that listened to Slipknot that if you heard the lyrics and the way their music was played, you would think that's kind of interesting for people to be huge fans of them. And it really did cross a lot of spectrums, and they really were somewhat of a phenomenon when I was growing up, being somebody who graduated in 2006. That was really when they were really big, when I was in junior high and high school. Hits like Wait and Bleed and Spit It Out and Disaster Piece, Left Behind, and songs like this where I literally meditate on these day and night. So I want to give that to you guys, so you guys understand, I'm not coming from a place of ignorance. I memorized all the numbers of each band member because they would signify themselves by a number when they first came out because they wanted to be known simply by a number or simply by their mask and so forth and the things that they were involved with. But the fact is when I came to Christ, I recognized the wickedness of the things that I would listen to. And I recognized exactly what Jesus said in Matthew 12:30, he who is not with me is against me. I know what Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, that I shouldn't be unevenly yoked with non-believers. And I know and recognize the friendships that you have, a relationship you have, and how that's talking about that. But how about yoking your mind over and over again with things that absolutely positively hate God, like their song Heretic Anthem or their song People Equals Blank when they say Contagion and I'm sitting at the side of Satan. So when guys like Corey Taylor, the lead singer, do interviews and say things like, I can't believe people believe we're devil worshipers, even though that's something that Sean, number six, the clown, has admitted to in the past, even though they say those things, how could you not recognize whose side you are sitting on? So I have to put all that out there because that is the background of my own looking into Slipknot. Because like I said, this was a band that was very high on my, I guess, life priorities. And the fact is that the Bible is very clear about those members of Slipknot and what the Bible says specifically about those who hate God actually love death. And if you know anything about Slipknot, just the very name of the band entails a noose, literally something to hang yourself with. And if you go through some of the things that they do, even in their songs, like Devil in Me, where they have over and over again every member of the band dying in whatever fashion they want to die by. Chris dying by a bird attack because he's deathly afraid of birds in real life. Sean using that very Slipknot to hang himself. Corey blowing himself up. Jim Root blowing himself up. Mick ripping his own face off. These people love death because they truly hate the wisdom of God and they hate God. And the fact is they've already seen when their bassist Paul died of a cocaine overdose a couple of years ago, they've already seen death in the band. And these are guys that would literally lock themselves up in the Houdini mansion, okay, to write their albums. And Corey Taylor was somewhat of an avowed atheist. And I think he's kind of in a juxtaposition between what he's been writing about lately, what he's been talking about and so forth, and what he's experienced in his own life, because he's gone into detail about some of what we would know because what the Bible tells us are demonic attacks that have happened to him, even in the Houdini mansion, but also something that's been happening to him since he was even at the age of 10. And I want to get into that a little bit. But I also wanted to talk a little bit about Satan's lies, because this is exactly what's happened. Okay, first and foremost, I want to point out whether Corey and Sean or Joey or any of the guys from this band, Sid, the DJ and so forth, whether any of them realize it or not, and I bet that some of them clearly do, specifically Sean, who's one of the founding members alongside Joey, because Corey's not one of the founding members. He was brought on later. But whether or not they realize, and like I said, some of them most certainly do, that they are absolutely on team with Satan. The fact is that they are, because the scriptures clearly tell us in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, that they walk according to the princes of power of the air, that they are used according to Satan as he will use them, because they are children of disobedience and every bit about their music is disobedience. In fact, when you watch interviews of Joey Jordison alongside other bandmates from bands like Murder Dolls, remember, those who hate God, hate his wisdom, they love death. A band like Murder Dolls, when sitting talking about the music that they like, I think of Joey Jordison talking about how his parents showed him Black Sabbath and all these bands and how big Kiss was to him and all these bands. And then he found bands like Venom, and even his parents who had showed them all these satanic bands were now taken aback when he first showed them. Or his bandmate talking specifically about how he had all these satanic bands and his parents grew up in the Bible Belt and were conservative and went and ripped up all of his albums. And that's what made him wanted to be disobedient and to go and join and really learn how to play this metal music. And really, it's a spirit of rebellion. And remember what the Bible says, what the Bible very clearly says in 1 Samuel 15:23, when talking about Saul and his disobedience, when he is told quite clearly that disobedience is as of witchcraft. It's as of the sin of witchcraft. And you remember where that disobedience will lead you. Because Saul himself, in his disobedience, when God gave him a clear command and went against it, what did he then go and seek? He didn't seek his God. He went and sought after mediums. He went and sought after the witch of Endor in order to summon Samuel. And guess what? God's word literally says, first of all, that he committed suicide, but also it literally tells us quite clearly in his word that he died because of that encounter. And so we need to watch these things and recognize them. And what I found is just sadness from them, whether it was Paul dying because of cocaine or Joey and his most recent death. The fact is that they do not love life. They do not wish to see good days, and they do not watch their tongue. In fact, I can't even put the links in the description to some of these articles because of how many times the F word is used. But I believe that Joey Jordison dying at the age of 46 is a perfect example if we go back to Slipknot and how they treated him. Specifically, I want you to know that Joey Jordison is one of the founding members of a very satanic band known as Slipknot. And Joey Jordison, when he was going through struggles, they actually found out he was having a hard time walking. They thought he was going to be paralyzed. He was going through what was called acute transverse myelitis, I believe is how it's pronounced, or myelitis. And basically, it is a neurological disorder that goes all the way to the spine, and people can become paralyzed. And he was dealing with this while on tour, and then after they came off of tour. And remember, as the founding, one of the founding members of Slipknot, think about this. He started this band, and after starting this band, helping them grow to great heights and so forth, they would then kick him out of the band. And instead of sitting around and talking with him about having him leave the band, when obviously he was probably in need at that time of some help from them, they sent him an email to tell him he was no longer in the band. And that was something that absolutely broke his heart. I watched interview after interview that he felt absolutely no love. I watched interviews of Chris talking about how when he first came to the band, all they did was mentally abuse him. And this is exactly what this life is like. And they are a perfect representation, whether knowingly or not, and I believe many of them do know, of Satan himself. Because this is what Satan does to not only Satanists, this is what Satan does to those who are disobedient to the gospel. And what he does is he uses you, abuses you, chews on you, and then spits you out. And Joey Jordison got to feel the effects of this as his band went on to make more music without him, and he had to go off to the side. And the fact is that Joey Jordison, instead of turning to the one true God, clearly did not turn to the one true God. Instead of finding true faith in Christ, sadly, as far as we know, he died not knowing the Lord. And I believe that is heartbreaking. It really is when you hear about it and when you find out that as a child, Joey Jordison, his mom got a job at, guess what? A funeral parlor, and he as a kid would go there and help her with the dead bodies. Remember, those who do not love the Lord and love wisdom, they love death. And this was something that he had thrown at him right away. And instead of raising the children to know the Lord, they instead of, according to Joey himself, instead of throwing him in front of a TV, they threw him in front of a radio and basically had him listen to music. And people don't realize the damaging effects that music could have on you. They don't realize the effects and the pull. And I can just attest myself the pull that music had on my own life. And I would ask you this, and I can tell you just from trying to do some research and listening to interviews, as I said, I not only listened to interviews as much as I possibly could before I was saved, but even after and doing research hours and hours, the music that will draw you in, you know, it's so interesting how our brains work because I've never heard anyone say, man, walking down the street, I just can't get that sermon out of my head. It keeps getting stuck in my head and I keep repeating it. But the fact is that a good jingle on an advertisement or a song will come to your head and be stuck in your head and you can't get it out. Right? And this is the facts. And I know for myself, even when I wanted to research them, I turned the music and the interviews up to times two so I wouldn't get any of that music stuck in my head that they were playing. Because immediately, music can grab your emotions and take you back to certain events where you were listening to those songs. I believe these things are spiritual attacks, and that God uses our minds to glorify him, and that we're supposed to renew our minds daily to him, to pick up our cross and carry it, love him with our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And Satan himself will use the way that our minds work with music in order to draw us to him. When the Bible says we are supposed to draw near to God and he will draw near to us, and we're supposed to resist the devil and he will flee from us. And the fact is that if you're listening and meditating onto this kind of music, you are not resisting Satan. You are welcoming him into your home. You are welcoming him into your ears, into your mind, and into your life. And that is the reality. When everything that you want to do is be of the rebellious nature, there is a reason for that. And this is positively heartbreaking to see this and to see the young death that takes place. It's in Ecclesiastes, I believe 7:17, where Solomon says, "You fool, why shall you die before your time?" The fact is when we practice the very things that God says not to practice, our lives are cut short by those very practices. The fact is that when it comes to sex, drugs, and rock and roll, that life is short-lived, and even if it is long-lived, it is a long-lived lie. And it's really heartbreaking to see people fall into these things. We want to love life and see good days. I think of Proverbs chapter 1, of wisdom crying out from the street tops. And this is what it says. Wisdom shouts in the street. She raises her voice in the public squares. At the head of the noisy streets, she cries out. At the entrance of the gates in the city, she declares her sayings. How long, you naive ones, will you love simplistic thinking? And how long will scoffers delight themselves in scoffing and fools hate knowledge? For those who don't know, Corey Taylor, as I said, is somebody who is specifically right now very involved in looking at ghosts, or as the Bible would say, those things which meep and mutter, that he has written entire books on the subject, and he has tried to find a naturalistic explanation for many of the things that he has had happen in his own life. In fact, Corey Taylor, the lead singer of Slipknot, talks about when he was a young child at the age of 10 that they used to sneak out of their house. And specifically at his house, there was an abandoned, or near his house in Iowa, there was an abandoned house, and him and his friends would joke about it, what would be in there, so forth. And him and his friends decided, let's sneak out and let's go into that house. And so they did. And when they went into the house, a dark, ominous figure came from the roof, and he said it was like shining. And then it came after them to the point where they ran out. And he, to this day, still has a scar on his shin from falling through parts of the wood in the deck as he was running outside. And Corey Taylor himself, because of the nature of so many of these experiential experiences, he realizes there has to be something to them. So he's attempted writing a book, specifically, I believe he says, On My Way to Heaven or something along those lines, of all of these instances and some of the naturalistic explanations for the spirit realm and some of the things that he has felt and seen and so forth. But the fact is that trying to measure a spiritual reality with naturalistic means will lead you only in a circle. And that's exactly what's going to take place. And sad thing is instead of finding the truth and the reality of Christ, what he's finding while he is, you know, looking for this and for that and whatever, is he's finding just enough to keep him looking and to keep him at an arm's distance from coming to the one true God. And because he really does hate God and he hates the people of God and even mocks them and is a scoffer. And in fact, in Psalm 1 specifically, remember, it says, if you meditate on God's word day and night, you'll be like the tree planted against the water that bears fruit in its season. If you sit at the seat of scoffers and you do not meditate on the word day and night, so like sitting there listening to Slipknot instead of reading the scripture, you'll be like what? the little bark on the tree that is blown away when the wind comes. And the fact is that he will search and search and search. And instead of finding the one true God, he is going to continue to find only that which will keep him at an arm's distance from God. And the fact is that he is a scoffer and is unwilling to come to the knowledge of the truth. Because I can only tell you from personal experience of looking at what Jesus said regarding the spiritual world, looking at what the Bible says regarding the demonic. It is the only source of information that is right every single time. People are sitting there clearly going through all these ghost hunting and whatever it is, and they will fashion any sort of idol in order not to find the one true God, because just as Corey Taylor and others, they are suppressing the truth and unrighteousness. They are purposefully not coming to the one true God and are searching after meeping and muttering and little images and all of these things when they can know the one true God. And I have to continue with this. Proverbs chapter 1, I'll go to verse 23. Turn to my rebuke. Behold, I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. Because I called and you refused, I stretched out my hand and no one paid attention. And you neglected all my advice and did not want my rebuke. I will also laugh at your disaster. I will mock when your dread comes. When your dread comes like a storm and your disaster comes like a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you, they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me. Because, here's the answer. Why aren't you finding him, Corey? Why aren't you finding him, Sean? Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They did not accept my advice. They disdainfully rejected every rebuke from me. They watched their friends die and still hold on to the satanic lies. So they shall eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own schemes. For the faithlessness of the naive will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live securely and will be at ease from the dread of evil. The fact is, Corey Taylor, Jim Root, Mick, Sid, Craig, it doesn't matter, and any other band that pushes this stuff, the fact is they can't truly be at ease from the dread of evil. And the fact is that whether they have full stomachs now, whether they look like they have everything going on for them, the fact is that if they do not turn to the Lord, he sets their feet on slippery places. And we need to remember that. And remember those who are falling for these lies and are being seduced by them. And remember, Satan will do exactly what Slipknot did with Joey, right? They'll send him an email to let him know, you're no longer a part of me and you're no longer can be used. I'll find someone else. Not only did Slipknot do that with Joey, but Satan will do that with you if you don't turn to him. He would do that with any of the sons of disobedience. If they do not turn to Christ, they will be chewed up and spit out and thrown away. And I want to point this also before the show ends here, because what you have now is this new dark mode. And I want you guys to see this, because they are literally pushing pentagrams. I'm not exaggerating this. I'm not making this up. They are pushing pentagrams. They're using the artwork of Rick Owens. And Rick Owens himself has been called the prophet of the apocalypse by the New York Times. He's instituted, and you can see the shirts that he comes out with. He's literally instituted absolutely satanic worship on his shirts. And here's what it says on, it's literally two, looks like demons circling. And here's what it says in the description of one of their advertisements, Converse. I've been using this pentagram for a long time because obviously it has adolescent occult associations. But I like the geometric diagrams like that, because in a very primal way, their culture's grasp for control. Actually, they're Satan's grasp for control. And the pentagram was something that was used quite often, not only by Anton LaVey and the Church of Satan, but by the father of modern Satanism, Aleister Crowley. In his rituals, he wrote poems entitled Pentagram. He used the pentagram, you could see, over and over again on his clothing and so forth. And that is what Rick Owens, this guy who's partnering alongside of Converse, is doing in this new dark mode. But that's not the only person that they have come alongside to partner with. Because if you go to their Instagram page, they have two stories right next to each other on circles. And the first one is the dark mode with all their little demons that Rick Owens is helping put out with their pentagrams and everything. But then right next to it is Tyler, the Creator. Tyler, the Creator, who sings that he, or rap, sorry, that he sold his soul. Tyler, the Creator, who wears shirts with Aleister Crowley on the front. Tyler, the Creator, who wears 666 Satan on the back. And I want to point this out. We have an excellent resource, and I quote it all the time. I quote from all the time because I've literally talked with three different Satanists who have said this is what convinced them to come out of Satanism after reading this article. Because so many people think that you can play around with the devil. So many of these artists and so many of their fans think that they're doing it in jest. And Anton LaVey was really an atheist, and so were his followers and everything. And people really fall for this. But let's just read their own words. Anton LaVey said this when really he was in defense mode because theistic Satanists were questioning him on the fact that, wait a second, do you believe in Satan or not? What's going on? Why don't you just openly come out and say it? And he said, if they're at all intelligent, speaking of other true Satanists, they'll realize that there's only so much I can say publicly. I will not advance things in print, which will make my position untenable. How long would the Church of Satan lasted if I had appeased an outrage in just the right combination? It required a certain amount of discretion and diplomacy to balance the outrage. And also, Susan Atkins, who Pastor Joe Schimmel of Good Fight Ministry sat down and interviewed while she was a prisoner. She was one of the Manson murderers. She died in prison. Said specifically, quote, Anton told me that as a Satanist, he does believe in the God of the Bible, but he refused to worship him and made a conscious decision to worship Satan instead. If you don't want it from their own words, you can hear it from their accomplices and their friends. Guys, this is the reality. And the fact is, regardless of what they think, whether Slipknot, whether Hatebreed or any other band, whatever it is, whether they know it or not, they are being used by Satan, and he will chew them up and spit them out, and he will use them just like Slipknot did Joey Jordison. When they're done with him, whether he's sick or whether he's on drugs, they'll be spit out and thrown away. But the fact is in the body of Christ, we recognize that we love people, want to see them enter the kingdom. And when we do see someone going off and going astray, the fact is that if you are spiritual, you're supposed to win that person over, but not putting yourself in a position in that you would be tempted away from the one true God. And we have two commissions that I want to give you guys for those who may be torn away by these things, or you have friends that may have turned from the truth. And it comes from Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12, and James 5, 19 and 20. In Hebrews 3, 12, it says, see to it, brethren, if any of you had a sinful, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God, one that is carried away by the deceitfulness of sin. Brothers, watch out for those who are being carried away by the deceitfulness of sin. And in James 5, 19 and 20, it tells us, if any among you, brethren, if any among you strays from the truth, and one brings him back, he saves his soul, his psuche, from death, and covers a multitude of sins. Whether you see someone leaning that way, or whether you see someone who's completely turned away from the Lord, go and get them, grab them. And just as Jesus did, he left the 99 to find that fallen sheep. Go get them, grab them, bring them back. And as James 5, 19 and 20 says, save their soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. This has been Chad Davidson. This is the 511 News.
The 511 News with Chad Davidson has been brought to you by Good Fight Ministries, bringing you news and commentary from a Christian perspective. This show can be heard every Friday wherever podcast shows are available, or visit 511news.org. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to being with you next week on the 511 News.